We now invite all who are able to do so to stand and sing song number 126 entitled, Stay Awake, Stand Firm, Grow Mighty. After the song, you may wish to remain standing for some announcements. Again, that's song number 126. Anyone needing directions to any convention department may check at the Information and Volunteer Service Department or ask an attendant. Please note that the top three rows of the lower bowl have been set aside specifically for the elderly and infirm. These areas are clearly marked and can be accessed from the main concourse level. Others should not sit there unless they are caring for those seated in these sections. Please exercise caution when walking near these seating sections so as to respect the safety of our brothers and sisters seated there. If a medical emergency arises at the convention site, please contact a nearby attendant who will immediately notify first aid. Our first aid personnel can render assistance and they will call emergency services as needed. For your safety, we would like to remind all those seated in the upper and lower bowls to use the handrails of walking up and down the aisles. Also, please do not lean over the railings or place any items on the ledge of the upper level. Parents, we also want to remind you to please carefully supervise your children in these areas as well. As a reminder, playpens, baby strollers and lawn chairs are not permitted inside the NMAX Centrium. However, child safety seats are acceptable if they can be secured in a seat next to the parents. We would like to ask for your assistance to keep this facility clean. If you are available to render this valuable service on behalf of our brothers, please report to the cleaning desk located on the east side of the main concourse before or after the sessions. In case of an interruption to our program, including fire alarms, please follow the instructions provided by the session chairman and the attendants. Should an emergency arise, instead of calling 911, please contact a nearby attendant. Attendants have received specific instructions for handling a variety of different situations. The attendant department will determine if there is a need for outside emergency services to be called. The area in front of the stage has been roped roped off to protect the video cameras. For your safety and your children's safety, no one is permitted within this area. Parents, the fire alarm pole stations are very attractive to young children and are within reach of even the smallest child held by a caring parent. With that in mind, please exercise caution at all times around these pole stations. The grass hill located just outside the main entrance is a tempting place for children to congregate and play. In the past, some have been injured playing in this area. Therefore, we kindly ask parents to please discourage your children from playing on the hill. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated. Tomorrow morning, baptism candidates should be seated in the seats reserved for them for the baptism talk, which begins at 11:45. These seats are located directly in front of the stage on the ice level. We still have a few more announcements. Pioneers between the ages of 23 and 65, who are definitely interested in expanding their ministry, are invited to attend the meeting for applicants to the School for Kingdom Evangelizers that will be held on Sunday afternoon at 12:45. This meeting will be held in the Parkland Pavilion. The pavilion is connected to the Centrium via the concourse level. As you exit the main concourse, doors turn to your left. Attendants will be on hand to direct you. This year's conventions do not include a meeting for those interested in Bethel service. However, there is still a need for qualified Bethel applicants. Those who are interested in temporary or permanent service at Bethel can speak to their local elders and obtain the appropriate application.